So Gemara says in Daf Kufim Hamabez, one of the halachas of Shishbina says that ain't ba mishum ribis. So there's no less ribis by Shishbinas, even if you're maisif more than you got. So like to my wife, because the lava daita the hachi haivle, you're not giving it l'shem ribis, you're giving it stam l'shem simcha to be marba b'darim. The Meshamalach in Hilchos Ma'avolayv pegged out halacha yod. It brings on the machlokes v'shainim. If the ribis, if somebody is maisif stam b'shas piran, he's not mefarish as l'shem ribis, is that also mishum ribis or not? So some Rishonim hold that that's also even b'stam, but other Rishonim hold it's only also from mefarish l'shem ribis, but if you give it stam, it would not be a problem of ribis. So like Mishnah Melech, if you hold the Fidos Rishonim, which is the Rambam and Rashi, the b'shas piran, it's only also if you're mefarish, but minastam is mutter, then what's the chiddush of the b'shas piran and mishum ribis? That's true by anything that you decide to add b'shas piran. If you don't say that it's l'shem ribis, you're giving it stam, would not be a problem of ribis. So why would you think it's different over here? L'chai, even without this chiddush of shishbinas, it should be mutter over here because you're giving it stam. So we assume it's mutter and there's no issue of ribis over here. Why is it? Sounds like from the Gemara that there's some special chiddush by shishbinas. L'chai, that's true by every halva. And I was thinking that maybe the pshat could be that by regular halva, when you give it, it's not, if you do it b'stam, it's not muchach, it's a shem ribis. It might just be a matana ba'alma. It's nothing to do with the piran itself. Mashenkin over here, when you're being maisif in the shishbinas, it's not a separate matana, but you're being magdil the shishbinas. This is the shishbinas. Everyone's masking what you're doing now is returning the shishbinas that he owes you, and you're doing it in a better eifin. So it's not something separate, it's a chelik of the shishbinas itself. So if it's a chelik of the shishbinas, then it's clear that I'm giving this as ribis. I'm being machzor the halva with a tesefis. So that tesefis is obviously ribis. So if not for the svara that we say that it's not l'shem ribis, it's l'shem simcha, then that would be a problem of ribis because it's in the halva itself. Mashenkin ba'alma, where it's not in the halva itself, it might just be a matana ba'alma. That would not be a problem if you do it b'stam. But over here, if not for the chiddush, if not that we're mechadish, that this is not the shem ribis, then it's automatically kemefarish because it's a chelik of alva, it's a chelik of the shushminus, it's not a separate thing, and that would be considered like you're being mefarish, and that would be a problem of ribis, if not, then we know that it's not the shem ribis.